Well, Nancy, this new project with Roadcase Royale, I mean, man, there's some great stuff on there. And I read that that you met Liv backstage at a Heart show, and that was sort of your first meeting. But what does she bring to the band, and why has it been so exciting for you to be with her? Because it does seem like this has almost been like a rejuvenating thing for you musically.
Well, completely, yes. Liv is a brand new, wonderful friend, and we hit it off so well, so fast, when they opened for Heart at the Hollywood Bowl last year. We started talking about music and how she wanted to do more rock and roll, a little less of the funk R&B thing, and she wanted to send me some of her ideas, and we started sharing musical ideas, and then we just had to get together. It was like we were just compelled to make a new project together. Mm-hmm. And it was really amazing how quickly and naturally it sort of fell together with all my Heart guys from the Heart band and her guitar player, Ryan Waters. We started writing immediately and got most of the album done and really pretty fast. So now we're on tour. You know, we've got an album coming out on Friday. It's like,
that's so exciting. That's a lot going on for you. I mean, seriously. And then out on the road, tell us a little bit about, of course, we want to go back to Liv, but I'm curious that you are starting the tour with Bob Seger. Tell us about your relationship with him.
Well, Bob Seger is one of the best singer-songwriters in history. And Heart was offered the opening slots for his tour, and Anne just said she didn't want to do it. So it's like, okay, well, what about Roadcase Royale then? Because they were like, nah, you know, we need to sell tickets.
Oh, man!
But go ahead and, you know, send us your material. We had some songs and some videos that we sent to Bob and his manager, Punch. His name is Punch.
Yes!
Bob and Punch checked out our stuff, and they said, wait a minute. Yes, we would like to have you open for the Bob Seger tour. So we were like, oh, my God! Like, we won the lottery or something. You know, we're just like a brand new band that gets to open for Bob Seger right now. Really cool.
I love hearing you sound like that. It sounds like such a, Melissa was just saying, such a rejuvenating thing. Do you have any past with him? Do you know him at all?
Well, yeah, I met Bob Seger in the 70s when we were both in the same sphere, being popular bands in the 70s. And at one point, I had a chance to dance with Bob Seger.
What?
At an album release party. I was kind of bummed out. I had a boyfriend at the time because he was... Because, you know, he was kind of a lonely guy, and we had a dance, and he was a really good-looking guy, too, just a beautiful man all the way around. And but, you know, I hadn't really run into him until now.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's just the sweetest, you know. He's a really good person, and all the people that work with him are too, and we're all just hitting it off right from the get-go and having a good time.
You're performing as Roadcase Royale, but are you also going to throw in some Heart songs? And I know you have a couple Heart songs on the new album too, but is the live show a little bit of both, just since people aren't quite familiar with the new band yet?
Yeah, we decided to go ahead and do some familiar songs, some Heart songs, which is really fun to do with this band. These songs are familiar and they don't sound too different, but the way we do them, especially with Liv singing some of those, it's really exciting. It's not even like something you want to compare to Heart, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just different enough to be fresh again, like on its own behalf. So plus I'm singing one of the Heart songs, Even It Up, that I never really sang before, which is really fun.
And it's such a great rocker.
So yeah, we're doing like Crazy on You, These Dreams, Even It Up, and Straight On, and a bunch of the original stuff that's about to be released on Friday.
Is Liv singing any of the Heart stuff, or is she doing backup with you, or are you singing the lead on them?
I'm only singing the lead on These Dreams and Even It Up. Liv sings Crazy on You and Straight On, and it's a cool reinterpretation. Yeah.
Is it weird for you to be on stage with someone else singing those lead vocals and not Anne?
It's not weird at all for me. I've been in Heart since I was like a tyke, you know, like a youngster. But I've also played and sang and done projects with a lot of other musicians besides Heart. And working with these particular musicians and with Liv Warfield is just like a dream come true as a musician for me. Liv is a dream come true as a singer. And when she does Crazy on You, for instance, it's mind-blowing. You got to see this.
She's got an amazing voice.
She really does have. How old, I'm asking this as a woman, so please don't be offended for her, but I'm wondering how old is Liv?
Let's see. I think she's 40-something.
So she's...
I'd have to Google
I was trying to figure it out because I'm thinking for her, what an extraordinary experience for her to be with you. I mean, that's because I know she's a little bit younger, but she's almost maybe a generation younger than we are. That's really cool. An amazing thing.
Very cool. She's really well steeped in all of the,
the
music that we all sort of came out of. Mm-hmm. And her guitar player, Ryan, is a pretty genius guitar player, I think. I love playing guitar with Ryan, too, because he really has a knack for knowing kind of when to lay out, when to fill in, and be sensitive to the other players in the band so that nobody's showboating out there. Really, like, he knows when to pull out all the stops and when to lay back. And it's one of the best things for me as a player to get to play with him and live as a singer.
I saw Ryan actually used to live here in Atlanta and did some stuff with CeeLo Green and India RE, and then he's been out with Sardé.
Right.
So there's a lot of soul.
Sardé too, yeah.
Well, between him and Liv with New Power Generation, I mean, that's bringing like a whole bunch of funk and soul type of sound to the groove, right?
I know, right. And we're not stuck in an R&B groove either, because those guys, they want to get more rock under their own belts. And I love the R&B, the funk thing too. So I guess it's what our new sound is all about.
I got to reiterate what Melissa was saying. The stuff sounds great. Your voices blend really well together. The song that I was so struck by was Dragon. Do we mind talking about that a little bit?
Thank you. Well, yeah, the Dragon, thanks. That was supposed to be a heart song a long, long time ago. Back in the 90s, I started writing that song for my friend Lane Staley, who was the singer of Alice in Chains at the time. And all of his friends in Seattle, I came from Seattle, all of us musician friends from Seattle all saw him struggling with really bad addiction problems, which eventually took his life. And I wrote that song for him before he even was gone, because you saw it coming. And never could quite finish the song. I just had the two parts and not, all. I just needed a third part that I couldn't seem to finish. It's kind of a sad song, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
So now we were working on the new album for Roadcase Royale, and somebody said, remember that song, The Dragon? That was a really cool song. And I said, oh, it just needs one more part. So I asked our bass player, Dan Rothschild, if he could just go home and dream up a bridge for me. And he brought a bridge the next day, and we finished the song, and it became a new song for us.
Wow.
So it started in the 90s, and it took this long to actually finish it.
And the thing that's so touching about that to me is I interviewed Lane Staley only once, and it was years ago, back when they were doing an outdoor arena here. And it was so funny because he was
He rarely did interviews either.
Well, see, I didn't know that. I don't even know that.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about him to me was on the air, he was just sort of like, oh, yeah, what, you know. And then when the mic was off, he was very animated with me. And I was like, whoa, what is this guy about? It was very.
I know. He was an odd one, a really beautiful person, but he was so painfully shy. And when he sang, for instance, in the studio, when he was doing his lead singing in the studio, nobody was allowed to be in the same room with him while he was performing it, you know.
Oh, you're kidding.
So when they were playing live, he was just in a trance. But if there was somebody's camera on him or a microphone on him, he was somebody else. And in real life, he was just a sweetheart and fun and funny and animated. But, yeah, he just had this interesting dichotomy of personality.
Oh, that's amazing hearing you say that about him. And then you write this song about him and for him. And then it becomes so timely now with more friends of yours.
Well, now it becomes about Chris Cornell and it becomes about Chester Bennington. And it's a song that becomes...
Yes.
People, you know, in that same situation that you just hate to see them have to go through that stuff and hate to see them get lost. Just hate to have to lose them.
I know that you were close to a lot of those guys, and what you and your sister brought to them is just really remarkable. I loved your book, by the way, the book that you two wrote together.
Oh, thank you.
Really.
I thought the book turned out really good.
It really did. And to read from both of your vantage points, on a lighter note, one of the things that I thought was so fun and funny was that your mother made you outfits, like the Beatles outfits, when you went to go see them.
Right. She was quite the seamstress. Yeah.
That's a really good mom. That would do
I
something like
have the same outfits, except with skirts instead of slacks. You know?
That makes me just very happy to know that, you know, you came by it certainly honestly.
But, you know, Nancy, I love the name of the band and where you came up with the name from the band, because whenever I'm around bands, I always love looking at the road cases just to see exactly, like, you kind of get a sense of somebody's personality, I guess, from looking at the stickers and the scuff marks and everything. So I'm just kind of curious, like, what's your favorite road case for your guitars? Like, what do you have on yours?
We have stickers that we collect as we go along. And one of my favorite stickers on one of these road cases, the wardrobe case actually, is you out of the gene pool, you know. Like, you're out of here. You have to have a sense of humor and plenty of character to withstand this lifestyle, being on the road. People say, okay, well, pain, you know, going through life, you gain your character that way. And it's like, yeah, I've got so much character. I don't even know what to do with all my character anymore.
I noticed that you're sandwiching in some headlining dates on the Seeger tour, so it seems like you still must like being on the road, at least a little bit, right?
Well, yeah. you know, hotels are nice, but when you're traveling and you're for work, you know, you want to be working instead of sitting around in a hotel as much as possible. And we're trying to make ends meet at the same time, just trying to afford to be out here doing this, quite honestly. And it's not heart money that we're earning out here.
Sure.
So we're just in it for the love of doing it, and doing it more helps us to be able to do it.
And the fact that you're releasing, I mean, usually like some singles will come, you know, the record will come out a little bit before and then the tour's announced later. This is like a double exciting whammy for you. This is like having Christmas and Thanksgiving on the same day, it feels like. How is that for you, and how do you feel about the new project having been done, you know, as far as the recording process of it being done? That's exciting.
Really proud of this album, First Things First. Super excited about it. A lot of people are saying, this is better than the last couple hard albums put together. And so I'm like, I kind of agree, you know, I've got to say. It is really exciting and just super proud of it. Worked really hard and it's worth it.
I love hearing that.
And Get Loud has such a great message of empowerment too. And did you kind of want to have some message songs on this album?
Definitely. You know, we're not a heavily politicized kind of a rock band, because that's not really what rock music's, I don't think, supposed to be all about. Mm-hmm. But being women, there's human rights that we want to address and express ourselves about. And Get Loud was actually, some of those lyrics came from Sue Ennis, who is a longtime collaborator with me and with Anne from For Heart Songs. And I really liked those words a lot. So me and Liv took them and finished them with the band and came out. We kind of shot that one out to the women's marches that were happening on Washington and Houston back in February. Kind of, here's an anthem for you. And, you know, we've done lots of women-themed songs in the past, like Even It Up, and songs that are sensitive to what women go through.
Right.
That's one of them.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great song. And speaking of being a woman, you look amazing.
God, she always has.
Well, I know. I mean, those new videos, I'm looking at you like, oh, my God. I mean, you look like you did in the 80s. Well, the hair might be a little less hair.
Right. But a little bit smaller. Hair.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, what do you do to stay in such great shape? And you know, and being on the road, that's a lot for anybody.
Yeah. Thanks. I try to live a healthy lifestyle as much as I can. You know, eat your fruits and vegetables, do your yoga, and stretch and breathe and stuff like that. It's hard to keep all that going if you're on the road, for sure, because half the time you're just getting somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But I like to stay strong and eat good food. You know, it also helps if you're in love with somebody and you have a support system like me to go around with my new husband, Jeff, who's been incredibly supportive, and I don't have to do this alone, which is hard to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have that support, which it really makes all the difference too.
Oh, that's
great. Nice.
Yeah.
I need to work on that.
Oh, you got to get yourself a
yes, I do. A good one. And I also love the fact that you've got your guys from Heart. That's always been such a remarkable thing that you women have had.
I've got
these
my brothers. Yeah. Band, as, you know, as well. And my sister Liv now. So it's really cool. There's no ego trips going on. And lives out, and she's like, do you need anything from the beauty supply?
Yes, a
tease
comb, Advil, please.
That would work.
I guess since you've got this going on, and you know, since Anne didn't want to go out on the road with Hart to do the Seeker tour, does that mean that Hart's just sort of on hiatus while you both do your separate things? We actually talked to her a couple months ago when she came through on her solo tour. So I guess is it just right. separate time right now?
Yeah, I think for right now, I've just got this thing going.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look back for a while. So I think, yeah, Hart's on ice right now, and we'll see if anything thaws out anytime soon. But this is really where I feel purposed and ready to put every ounce of my energy into this new project right now. And, yeah, I can't really predict the future with Hart.